Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Powerful Practices podcast. This is Rudy Upshaw, CEO and founder of Cross Shield Coaching. We are so excited to bring this podcast to you today. And this really is dedicated to all of our financial coaches that we have worked with, we are working with, or are helping them grow their practice. So again, we're so excited to have you join the podcast today. We believe that financial coaching is an extremely powerful opportunity for people to take control back of their money, to be able to build wealth and do that in a way that's sustainable. And the people that we're going to have on this podcast are powerful in their own rights, and they are building powerful practices to do that very thing in the financial coaching space. So I'm so excited today to have Coach Misty Lynn with us. Coach Misty has a practice that's called Savvy Coaching Solutions. And I've gotten to know Misty for several months, probably up to a year now, in some different capacities. And Misty has a fantastic financial coaching practice. So we want to bring Misty Lynn in today to have an interview with her about her practice and how she serves her clients powerfully. So Misty Lynn, welcome to the Powerful Practices podcast presented by Cross Shield. So great to have you today.
Hi, Coach Rudy. Thanks for having me.
So wonderful to have you. So Misty Lynn, we have a lot of people that watch our podcast and are going to be tuning into this one specifically because, as you know, financial coaching is a very powerful, I guess maybe career industry. It's actually a growing industry that many of us really haven't been aware of in the past. But there is a huge need for financial coaches in the world, let alone the United States. So if you don't mind, we'd love for you to just share a little bit about who you are, a little bit about your background, and tell us something about your coaching practice on kind of what it is today.
Okay. So I, like Coach Rudy said, am the founder of Savvy Coaching Solutions, and this has evolved over the last few years. It started as a life coaching business over the last few years, and I started coaching because of the way that coaching changed my life, and I started to develop a program. I specialize in women, empowering women. And I started to develop a program called Single and Strong. And as I was developing this program, I wanted to add a financial component because I believe that using processes, very practical processes in our life, whether we're talking about time management or goal setting or budgets, a lot of great work comes out of that. A lot of great coaching comes from using a process. And so my specialty is empowering women to take control of their finances and create clarity and confidence with their money. Just like you said, gaining control of their money. So my coaching focuses on budgeting, building self-trust, and making value-based financial decisions. I usually start when I work with a client in just discovering core values before we begin any work at all. And so my coaching is designed to help clients manage their finances, but also to create a sense of empowerment and peace in their lives.
Gotcha. So that's really a passion for you to come alongside women who maybe don't feel empowered. Tell me a little bit more about that. Tell our audience a little bit more about what that means and looks like.
So empowerment to me means taking full responsibility for your life, which means taking responsibility for your choices and really opening the door of that room and turning the light on and seeing what we're working with. Yeah. And so we are disempowered when we are blaming other people or outside circumstances, and we're really just not in the full power of our life and our choices. And so it is very empowering to get a handle on our money and step into emotional adulthood and really owning the decisions that we're making and the intentionality that we have around our money. Mm-hmm.
So Coach Misty, tell our audience a little bit about your experience in working with women that have maybe gotten them, allowed themselves to get to a place where they feel, they just don't feel powerful. They don't feel like that they are really in control of their situation, maybe where it's been forced upon them. Maybe it's a choice that they've made. Tell our audience a little bit about kind of what that can look like. And how you work with them through the financial coaching space to help them reestablish that, or maybe for the first time in their lives, really take ownership of that and be the strong woman that they were created to be.
Yeah, that can look many different ways. Everybody has such a unique situation. And so it can be disempowerment in just, it feels very chaotic and they're spending, they have no idea what's happening. It just feels sort of out of control and like it's coming at them. And it can also look like a person that's in transition, maybe a woman that has not been the person in charge of finances in their marriage, and now they're transitioning out into the single life and they have no idea what anything costs. And so in both of those situations, you know, we're going to work together in similar but different ways. And with the woman that doesn't have an idea at all, really, we're going to have some sessions where we're talking about what this transition looks like.
Gotcha. Okay. Fantastic. What a great mission and vision for your practice, specifically working with women who want to really feel empowered to take control of where they are and to build wealth quickly. So tell me a little bit about when you started your practice, maybe what were some of the challenges that you faced when you began getting into this coaching space and working with people, maybe even talking about some of the challenges with kind of how your practice has evolved over that time, maybe what strategies that you have utilized to help you overcome those challenges.
Yeah. So the first challenge for me was this, having the confidence to position myself as a thought leader in financial coaching. Yeah. It's really intimidating. It's intimidating to put myself out there and then just trust that my message will resonate with the person that it needs to resonate. And so I really continue to overcome this by focusing on authenticity and to focus on the client, to really think about when I choose to not show up, when I choose to let that story dictate my actions, then I'm not serving the people that I am meant to be serving. And so I remind myself that it's not about me, and just continue to share with authenticity. Another challenge is creating the like structured, actionable offers and really just believing that what I am offering has value. So I have recently simplified this framework and created a financial clarity session. So it gives clients just a simple tool. It's kind of like a discovery session or a deep dive into your finances. And it's a great jumping off point with clients. So one of the challenges was like, where do I start with this? How do I help somebody understand that they may need a bigger sort of package and more time with me? And so there is the financial clarity session that brings the client in, and we get to work together closely for this deep dive into their finances and get just a really, really great, you know, or a much better understanding of if we're going to be a good fit for each other.
Interesting. So as you talk a little bit about that, what I'm hearing you maybe say, maybe a little bit indirectly, is many of the people that you start working with initially may not really have good awareness, right? Good self-awareness of where their monies are at, what their monies are doing, and really not, you know, being able to understand how to guide and direct their monies. You talk about the discovery session. Do you see that quite a bit in your practice, that many of the women that you work with really just need some understanding of where am I at today? What is my number? Where are my numbers today? Where am I at? Rather, you know, obviously they do need to know where things are going, but if we don't know where we are, it's really hard to know where we're going and how to get there, right?
Exactly. So there's the education piece and the application piece that are really easy to show a client. But the coaching piece, that's what comes up as we're doing the education piece and helping a client understand how cultivating delayed gratification and learning a healthy concept of boundaries, or really people pleasing can come up, discovering their values. All of these are really, really amazing coaching concepts that a person may not understand straight away that impact their finances. And so that discovery session, that first financial clarity session, can really reveal the need for that kind of coaching.
Yeah. Okay. Fantastic. Wonderful. Let's talk a little bit about maybe some of the results that you've seen in some of the folks, the women, that the powerful women that you've worked with. Because I'm assuming that, Misty, let me assume a little bit here. So you may have a woman that reaches out to you, maybe you're having conversations, and that woman maybe is in a place where she knows she needs to do some things with her money. Maybe she has walked through some really challenging experiences in relationships, maybe even money situations, whatever it may be. And so, you know, she's not feeling terribly empowered. But as you guys are having conversations and you believe that, okay, this is a good fit for how I coach, for who I coach with, once that she does engage and basically hires you as her financial coach, you are regularly working with her on this, not just the money and the finances, right? That's really important and you'll do that, but this concept and this idea and this mindset of powerful. So if you engage with a woman in your, I guess maybe your practice values, she is a powerful woman, correct?
Correct.
At that point. Okay. Correct. So tell our audience a little bit about some of the transformation that you've seen some of your clients experience from the totality of how you coach with them and how your practice is set up.
Okay. So it has varied, right? Because it's really where people start and everybody starts in such a different place.
Yes. Right.
And, you know, the willingness of somebody to show up and work hard, I celebrate that. I celebrate the first reach out. That's empowering. I acknowledge the courage that it takes for the clients, you know, to reach out. But as my client's confidence grows, I can see it in their face. I can hear it. Like they really feel, it really feels like they've got 100 pounds lifted off of them. And they're like, I've got this. This is going to be okay. And what my heart's desire is that a woman goes forward from wherever she is and chooses her next relationship from a place of abundance rather than scarcity. Mm-hmm. And so when a woman's feeling in control of her time and her money and her household, and then she's really feeling like my next relationship is just the cherry on top of the sundae that I have, this amazing sundae of my life that I've built, right? I've just created this great big life that I love, not out of any sort of secret desire to be rescued.
Ooh, okay. You just touched on a few things that I think it's really important, you know, just to process a little bit. You mentioned relationship. You also mentioned being in a place where when that let's say next relationship. Not that we want to have all these series of relationships, but you know, relationships are all different too. It could be a marriage, it could be a boyfriend, it could be whatever it may be. The last thing that you said is so that I want you to kind of repeat that because I don't want to misquote you at all. And I know our audience is probably, you know, cued on that too. So what was the comment you mentioned at the last point about that future relationship?
So I said that we want to choose the relationship from a place of abundance rather than scarcity. And to challenge any of the sort of deep hidden desire that we have to be rescued. Yes. We really, you know, we've got a sort of a Disney princess culture that we're still combating, right? And have sort of these subconscious thoughts of like our prince coming along and not even just financially rescuing us, but we do think another person can come along and help bring peace where there's chaos in our schedules and in all kinds of different ways, and that it'll cure our loneliness. And so relationships is just a very big thing that comes up in financial coaching.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That is fantastic. I love that. Okay. So you've been on this journey of building and growing your coaching practice, and it's doing well. Talk to me a little bit about, we had the opportunity to invite you in to Cross Shields Financial Coaching School not too long ago. And I have to say for the audience that Coach Misty with Savvy was a fantastic pupil. I'll just say it that way. She was really intentional about growing the practice. And so it was very evident for me as the lead for that that coaching school. But share with us a little bit about your experience in going through Cross Shields Financial Coaching School, and you know, any highlights that you really took away from that process, going through a formal, certified training process to learn how to be a great and powerful financial coach. And what would you say to someone who is considering looking at that and maybe going through that training process?
Yeah, it was a game changer for me. And the parts that were the most important and valuable for me were, oh gosh, I guess it's going to be a little bit of a list. initially getting really clear on my missions, values, and purpose. That was really important and very good work. And then working on my ideal client. And so having those parts sorted out, and I did work very diligently on that. It was really important work. And I had already been a coach for a while. And so it was nice to have had worked with many people so that I had sort of a point of reference. And then really going into creating my offer and what that looked like and what I wanted. Yeah. And even since then I've tweaked it and shifted it, but it really got me thinking very, very specifically about it. And then, from there, there was some goal setting and some branding and some tools and processes. So, I mean, I realize I'm naming everything now, but it's because it was all so valuable to me. And since then, I've really been in my business and creating and getting it ready to relaunch with all this, just a very specific framework.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, we're so honored to have been a part of your journey. And I just know that your practice is done well, and it's just going to take off. And we want to be a catalyst for you in that process. So audience, you're going to find in our description at the end of this podcast, all the information on how to be able to connect with Coach Misty at Savvy. And let's see, we'll have all that information in there for you. Misty is a fantastic financial coach. And so if you are a woman that really has thought about taking control back of your money, your finances, and really putting a really solid plan in place for you and wanting to work with someone that, number one, understands where you are, cares about you, and can help you get there quickly, I highly recommend Coach Misty to do that. So Misty, I want to give you kind of the last word and really just talking to the audience and just again, encouraging them to take control back and to be empowered. So I'll let you have the last word and I'll close this out.
Thank you. I just want to say that if there's anything that I've said that has resonated with you, please reach out. I can't wait to meet you. I'm here today with Coach Rudy for you, so please reach out. I would love to hear from you.
Fantastic. Misty, it's been an absolute honor and pleasure to have you on our Powerful Practices podcast today. And we'll put all the links on how you can connect with Coach Misty down below. So Misty, thanks so much. And look forward to watching your practice grow.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too.